Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending on where you are watching this. I want to dedicate this broadcast, this chat to somebody who probably has been a real unsung hero in all of this, who's probably bared the pain more than anyone else, who's probably prayed the longest and cried the hardest. Mother Fini Shakur. At the root of all of this, you know, this is the story of a mother and her son before he was Tupac the rapper and the thug and the image, you know, the writer, the songwriter, and all the other things, the actor, the movie star. He was just, you know, a ghetto mama's baby, you know, a freedom fighter and her son. And I think sometimes because of the racial struggle, people don't look at all of the good things that she instilled in them, like honor and integrity and to never sell your soul. I think this is a big part of destroying the establishment, as we call it, the Illuminati. It's one of David Stone's. He picked up 5 smooth stones and he took out this giant, you know. And so God bless Mother Fini Shakur. I think God is answering her prayers. And I think God is bringing justice to her son, and he's exposing a lot of things. So today we're going to talk about the Suge Knight phone call. And as I told you, I think I might have been a little too early, you know, but it's circulating now and it's hitting the blogosphere. But as I told you, this is going to be an avalanche like you've never seen. Because of the particular element of the Tupac case that's being revealed. Now, the question is this, and I got these images up for a reason, so please take a note of the imagery, but the question is this. There's a lot going on here, okay? There's a lot of power, there's a lot of money, there's a lot of people involved that yet is unseen, okay? So there's a lot going on. Suge Knight is the missing piece to a lot of things that can bring some serious justice. Does it matter enough to free Suge Knight from prison to solve the case of Tupac? Will the streets forgive Suge Knight if he break the street rules and he testifies to what he knows and bring justice to Tupac? How far is this going to go? You know, this is very interesting. I want to point out Diddy. Of course, you know, his famous music production company is called the Hitman Productions. And of course, you have the two security guards that work for Tupac, right? That Suge Knight mentioned in the phone call. He also mentioned that, Snoop, for some reason, had one of the walkie-talkies of the security guards, but he didn't have the security detail. Let's talk about what's really going on. Here we are. Good morning to everybody. Let me give you some of this positive energy. Stay positive. Ladies and gentlemen, this is unbelievable, but let me play the clip. Let me get right to it.
Yeah, if all these people knew what was going on with the situation, nobody never timed in to tell anybody that. So you're part of it. You're part of that snake, you know what happened to the snake.
So basically, he's saying all of the information that came out that we're just discovering about Tupac and the security guards. And I want to point out particular in this particular episode, this particular chat, that he's actually calling out Tupac security as being a part of the murder, which is crazy. Because if you remember, immediately following Tupac's murder, it was his security guards that did the media run. Snoop Dogg did a media run, and his security did a media run painting a narrative of what happened. The security guards was the closest to Afeni Shakur. Many of those people were very close to his mother. So I don't know if you peep what he said, but certain members from Snoop Dogg's camp, the rappers, Daz and the different rappers that was down with Snoop, were actually doing music together with one of the shooters that was in the car with Keefe D, the alleged car of the alleged shooting where the shooting took place. There was one of the guys that was in that car was a rapper that was actually working with Snoop Dogg and his artist. So all of the ties to Snoop Dogg is starting to come out now. Because Suge Knight has... Now, here's the deal. Is the streets going to give him the grace to come out and expose everything? I think they will for Tupac. And but I want to get back to Diddy. The child of Lucifer. Okay? Let's talk about Diddy. Okay? Diddy has been on a murdering spree, trying to cover up his involvement in several murders, particularly Tupac. And to keep people from finding out about Tupac, it seems like a lot of people go missing. One in particular, the former wife of Sean Puffy Combs. What's her name? Again, I forget her name. Her name escapes me because I'm thinking about so many things at the moment. But his former wife, apparently what she has, the reason why he had to get rid of her is because apparently she had videotape and audio recordings of him confessing to the murder of Tupac Shakur. I said it. Kim, thank you. Thank you, Jody. Thank you, Jody. Too much of this. Too much. Too much. I'm puffing on the lala. Okay, I'm sipping. I'm sipping my drip. I'm worshiping Christ. I'm doing whatever I want, and I'm feeling happy. Kim Porter. And God bless Kim Porter. God bless Kim Porter, man. You know, she tried to stick it out. She didn't know what she was getting into, that she was dealing with a supreme narcissist. He did, you know, he love bombed her and made her feel like she was the one, and then he destroyed her and whatever. But anyway, he's a total narcissist too, a psychopathic narcissist with lots of money. But apparently she was coming out with a tell-all book, but that she had also had some recordings and video and all kind of stuff. And you know what I see in my mind? Unfortunately, I have one of those. You know, the devil can be belligerent at times. And I can just see him just saying, I did it to him and I'll do it to you. And just for a moment, rearing his ugly head. And I think she captured it. And he knew it, that she had it, and I think some other people have it at this time. And another sidebar on, we said it, I remember we did the video talking about Diddy the Fallen Star, Cassie, coming right behind Cassie. I think there's already been three more allegations. Now, I know a lot of people are probably just chasing the check, but a lot of them are true, and they've been on the record for a long time. they've been on the record for a long time. And this is the only time that I've never seen, it's like the walls of protection have been moved out the way for all of this to be happening. Yeah, because this would never happen. I remember when there was an artist who they were taking his masters back in the day, and to get his masters, the record company, you know, put him in a mental hospital, said he was going crazy. Oh yeah, they, you know, they have complete control over all kind of institutions. They'll just use some, you know, and they'll just say anything. That's what happened to Kanye. And Kanye mentioned something else too. Kanye did a rant too. I got to give Kanye his flout. Let me light this dank before I get into this thing, because I already feel it. I got to light this dank. Lord, give me grace. I feel like the Boondock Saints. Yeah. The Boondock Saints get busy. When Kanye West went on his rant, he called out certain individuals in the music industry, why they was attacking him, why they was, he said, man, cause y'all, man, you gotta go back and watch it. You gotta watch that clip. I ain't gonna say it, but he said it. Watch the clip. Watch the clip. Kanye West, he said it. And I think that's one of the biggest secrets of the industry. And, you know, it was the guy from Bone Thugs and Harmony. And he talked about, you know, once they realized that hip hop had become a force in the population, you know, become a real big force. You know, the opportunity to control it, you know, was there, and NDAs were signed and all kind of crap. It's just wild. And from that time, hip hop went, you know, it had become just a force of negativity. Yeah, so, but anyway, back to Diddy and Kamora Lee. I mean, Kim Porter. I was thinking about Kamora Lee because Kamora Lee also is on deck. Shout out to Kamora Lee, the former wife of Russell Simmons, who also knows of the freakish nature of these executives. And a great big fuck you to Russell Simmons for selling Def Jam and handing over his prized possession, his independent startup record label, handing it over to the people who say they are the synagogue of God, but they're not. They're fakes. They're of the devil. And you gave it over to Lior Cohen. And they've just been killing ever since. Shout out to you, Russell Simmons, and all the freak parties. And so his wife, his former wife, she's, you know, she's breaking free. She's Kamora Lee Simmons. You remember back in the day, she had the apple bottom jean with the girl. Anyway, Fat Farm, all this stuff. Anyway, so hip hop is a bunch of bullshit. But anyway, so all this is tied together. So the Tupac and the security, and now it's starting to all make sense, you know. But it's deeper than, you know, a lot of these people appear to be very genuine. Damn. You don't remember watching the documentaries of Reggie White? The one who said he was Tupac's favorite security guard who loved him and he vowed to protect him all of his life. You mean to tell me you got pain? Man, run, nigga, run. Run. You know, you heard what Suge Knight said. He said, God forgives, but the streets don't forgive, man. You know, and a lot of them boys out there, they love that man, Tupac, man. You know, Tupac was fighting for them, man. You know, and Tupac was fighting for them, man. Tupac was fighting for them. You know, he was doing the best he could, what he had. But let me play a little bit more of this. I want to point out a couple more things here.
Who was it?
And that's like for shit.
Who did they do the song with?
I forget who it was. Don't get the confirmation. The person did the confirmation was that nigga Dre, or whatever his name is. But you know, he ain't here, but that's that. But like I said before, if TPD telling the truth, all the other shit makes sense for this department. And then when you even look at the other situation, why would Frank make up a lie and say, well, we're going to MGM, Orlando, trying to take Pac's chain? He said that to the police. And then I heard he went to the grand jury and changed and said he lied. He said a security person told him to lie. Why?
Okay.
Why would people turn around and say that my 2-3-year-old daughter, she probably been 3 at the time, was basically going to be with me at the fight, at the club, and go ride the wave on this that I bought, and somebody else said they bought them too. I don't buy shit with nobody but myself. Security don't buy shit with me. But that's a lie. So,
listen to what you got to hear. You got. I just want to take the time to break this down. You know what I'm saying? So we understand the pieces that he's the puzzle that he's completing. The security of Tupac after the murder told several lies about what transpired, switched their stories up a couple of times. And he's saying, why is the security lying? Why is the security telling you things that's not true? The whole time, from the time Tupac was killed, the security guards were posing as the ones fighting for his justice, his protectors. Guys in the music industry, people, wherever you may be, you can't trust nobody, not even your security guard. Damn. Now your security guard is your man. You gotta understand this shit, man. Because I got to really put this in the perspective so that you understand how foul and how snakish that is. You heard what Suge Knight said. He said, you know, you're a part of that snake. Then he said, if you're a part of that snake, then you're a part of it. You was a part of it somehow. And that's basically what he's saying. The security guards, Snoop, Diddy, and all these dudes was all a part of it. And they playing like they not. And the people that's not a part of it, they villainizing them. Yo, we got to start standing up for God's people, man. We can't keep letting this happen, man. Real talk. My thing is, are they going to free Suge Knight so he can defend Tupac? That's my position. Lord, is it right? Listen, he was falsely charged. Check this out. The guy that they said that he killed was coming to kill him. He was fleeing for his life. That's the real true story. He talks about that too. He said Dr. Dre put a hit out on him. These guys, let me tell you something about these guys. It's one thing that leads to another thing that leads to another thing that leads to another thing. It's one thing that leads to another thing that because to trying to protect, trying to cover for the crime, for the murder of Tupac, they've had to kill a lot of people. You know? And I'm about to drop something right here, right now, that I bet I ain't heard nobody talking about it yet, but I'm going to tell you what. I bet you I'm right. I think, listen, when it comes to Nipsey Hussle, Snoop played him close. He gone. Snoop, an evil dude, man. Now you got to worry about Warren G. What's going to happen to Warren G? What's going to happen to Warren G? Warren G, the one that went on the podcast and told him that I heard Snoop on the walkie-talkie. what's going to happen to Warren G? One more time, man. One more time. The power of a mother's prayer. You know, you never seen a broken heart until you've seen that, you know? And you just feel so bad for, you know, Afeni Shakur. And before he was famous, they were poor. Mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. And he saw the beauty in her that nobody else saw. You know, she wasn't Cosmo magazine. She wasn't rich. She wasn't, you know, she wasn't whatever. She probably wasn't even Ebony magazine. But she was his mama. And, you know, he took a break from being wild to give her flowers in front of the whole world. And she taught him to be brave and to be honest. And, you know, I think because we're such a segregated minded people, we look for which box do you belong to? Oh, that's the box you're in. I can't like you, or I can't like that box because whatever. But anyway, you know, she taught him a lot of good things. You know, I think she taught him about treating people right, standing up for what's right, you know, being yourself, doing the right thing. And I think she really did have a good positive effect on him. I think at the end of the day, regardless of perhaps the bark and the roughness of the bark of the tree, I think he was a tree that produced a lot of good fruit. You know, he taught us a lot of things. If he didn't teach us anything but to be courageous, so one more time for Afeni Shakur. Because I think about her when I think about all this, and I wonder what she must be saying, my God, my Redeemer, go get him. And then you think about the security guards being all close to his mother. And I got to give another big shout out to another good guy. Now, just give me 2 seconds here. I'm going to put this up on the screen while I pull this up. Killing Tupac. Who would have ever thought that they were working together? You know, and it just lets you know how fake Hollywood is. And, you know, and I want to give my some flowers to a real good dude, man. I reached out to him one time, and I think he's been on a big media run, but I'm gonna meet with him one day. I'm gonna catch up with him, and I'm gonna have a good chat with him. Let me pull this up here. Yeah, dude is a good dude. And he's putting a lot of the groundwork for a lot of this, and he's made it to where we are able to substantiate a lot of these things. And that's Mr. Gene Deal, former personal bodyguard to Biggie Smalls. And I mean, he's been laying it down about truth, about Diddy, the parties, the fact that, you know, Biggie was trying to get out of his contract, Diddy was jerking him, Diddy was definitely sexually liberated, let's just say that. He was all over the place, wild. He definitely gave us, you know, this is the guy who stands outside of the hotel door room while you're in there freaking, okay? Diddy in there freaking with the toys, you know, because he got all kind of toys and, you know, everybody knows about, I don't know if you know about him and the toys and all kind of wildness. Yeah, Diddy and the Notorious mail pot that he carries around. Freak, okay? A lot of these guys, they sold to that music industry. And so here we are now. I think they awoken the sleeping giant. Now, keep in mind, I want to bring up another aspect to this whole thing. Notice how Snoop Dogg recently acquired Def Row Records as the new CEO or the owner of Def Row Records and all of its masters and its publishing. You are looking at a massive, masterful hit takeover on a whole lot of levels. But who are you working for? Because this is, listen, you know, the Crips ain't got that much sauce. You know, my thing is this. How long will Diddy and Snoop Dogg be around? Because the Bible say, whatsoever a man soweth, that he will also reap it. Now, is the reaper coming for Diddy and Snoop Dogg? That's the question. Will they free Suge Knight to solve the murder of Tupac? That's the question. Let's get right to it. That's the question. Will they have to repay Suge Knight when they find out they put a hit out on him and he was fleeing for his life? The way things are going, let me tell you what keeps Sean Puffy Combs up at night. Those industry parties, all of those people that he silenced, gag orders, all kind of whatever. I'm talking about, he's done some heartless shit to people, man. I can't tell their story. They got to tell their own story. You got to look it up. Look him up and listen to some of the things that people say about Diddy, man. It's been going on for years, decades. They treat people like crap. And he's real, like a monster, like a demonic sexual addiction monster, male, female, whatever, just, you know, he's just a monster. And never before has he heard the rumblings of God's soldiers' feet as they march. See, the Cassie case, by her having that victory, it opens the door for everyone else to come underneath. And it's so many. You know? Anyway, let me get off of that lizard for a little while. The security of Tupac. How deep will we go into this particular allegation from Suge Knight? Will it be taken serious? My guess is that this is just the beginning. They're going to flock to this like bees to honey. They're going to flock to this like bees to honey when they find out that Tupac security got paid. Let's just get down to it. Because I know you ain't going to turn on your man for nothing. Even though there should be no price. It should be no price. You supposed to let him know. And then there's one more layer. There's one more layer. And I think we all know that, right? Because, you know, God's soldiers always win. Shout out to Tupac. Tupac is alive. He peeped the plot, he came to pop. Woo! Are they fighting with the ghost of Tupac? Is the Machiavelli still alive, pulling the string? Oh, hush. Man, I've been watching that dude, Calvin, man. I'll be crying, man. This dude, man. Y'all know who Calvin is? Little break. We just family. We just talking. This is not a professional TV show, okay? So I can stop and talk about something else if that's okay with you. Calvin from TikTok. Y'all know who that is? Dude that be going in the grocery store talking about give me a grape. Talking about give me a grape, shaking his foot. Oh my God, this dude's crazy, man. This dude be having me crying, laughing. I said, man, why he be bothering these old people like that? Hey, you in here? Do you like black people? Huh? Because you just look like you. These people looking at this dude like, man, what's wrong with you, man? Oh, man, that dude be having me crying, man. I swear to God. Did you like chocolate? Huh? Oh man, that dude fun. He said my sugar cup, my leg. Oh man, that dude is too. I said, man, what's wrong with that dude? But what would make you do that to somebody, man? These people talking to him, taking him 100% serious. Like, man, are you okay? This cat crazy, man. I mean, these cats be having me cry. And then you got the dudes, they got a death wish. They got a death wish. These cats be pranking people and they be going into the roughest neighborhoods. Staring the dude in the eyes and shit. Talk about, hey, bro, you got a problem. You got a problem. Alfredo said you got a problem. Man, these dudes is like, man, what are you talking about, man? Oh, man, this shit be cracking me up, man. These dudes be having some funny stuff. Oh, my God. Here you guys go. You guys are funny. But, yeah, these cats be cracking me up. And that's, I pass time and I watch some of those things. It's so funny. Yep. Shout out to Calvin. You guys are hilarious. And then I ain't going to talk about the gold digger pranks. We'll save that for another day. But I think it's horrible with the gold digger pranks reveal. Jesus Christ. Anyway. Oh, my God. So, yeah, I think I'm gonna just kind of leave it at that. I mean, let's just let that marinate. I'm putting it out into the universe. I want to see what's gonna happen from here. Will Snoop Dogg respond? Can we just ask some very straight questions? I realized that once I become completely exhausted with the bullshit, now it's time for straight questions. Okay. Will Snoop Dogg respond to these statements? What's going to happen to Warren G? You heard it here first. Angels all around him. Next thing you know, you're getting invited to a, hey man, we're having a party, a cookout. We're going to have a cookout. All the homies going to be there. Don't worry, it's me, your brother. Safe with me. Some cold shit, man. Snoop surviving off blood. I think God is angry, man. You know, there's something about repetition and time, and just keep it to where God says, you know what? Okay. All right. Yeah, you know. Damn. Anyway, I get caught up. It's just so crazy to me because I look at it like, these are your people right here. His security guard. Do you understand what that means? Do you know what it is to listen, you know what it is to travel? City to city, airplane, going wherever, everywhere you go, y'all together. Every day. And you mean to tell me you lining me up? You got a check? My thing is, did you get a check? I want to get down to that. How much did you sell out the man for? Fuck, nigga. Pardon me. How much did you sell him out for? They should put you in the school books as what not to be. This guy right here, kids, never be like this guy. Let's keep it positive, okay? Always think positive. Everything happens for our learning. Doesn't happen to us, it happens for us. There's another layer. And I think that layer, God, finish your work. Yes. Anyway, shout out to Jesus Christ in the light and the love. Guys, we got to come together, America. People, we got to come together. We got to heal. We got to get lovey-dovey. We got to stop pointing the finger. We got to stop hating. We got to stop judging. We got to stop the shit. Stop trying to be right. Stop trying to be all the shit. Yeah. We got to leave our kids a better world. Yeah. Praise God, man. I don't want to get too mushy, but this is just a great victory, guys. I don't know if you see it like that. Maybe it hasn't fully hit you yet. But I'm so grateful for this. Remember, I told you God said it's time to ban violent rap. From that time, I have saw nothing but people saying it's coming out. It's in the atmosphere now. Pachoo! Sitting out there, and there it is. It's time to ban violent rap. I think people are ready to say this is crazy, dude. You gotta stop like singing this way and posting it and sharing it. Cannot do it. Seriously, this shit's crazy. And I'm black and I get it. And I like rap. I love rap. I love street rap. I love a little rock and roll. And, you know, I like that shit, man. I'm not going to sit here and cap and say, man, I don't like, you know what I'm saying? But God damn. I mean, shit. I mean, are you a serial killer? What the hell type of a rap song is this? You know what I'm saying? This shouldn't be on nobody's radio station, man. I mean, this is craziness. Somebody got to tell you to stop. I don't give a damn what the damn trends and the fact, this is the new trend. I said, I hear that. We need to smash this CD right now with a sledgehammer, seriously. No. We need to just go ahead and just run this over with a Mack truck. Just take the whole studio and just hit it with a damn F-150, just ram right into it, and then just light a fluid drip. This is nothing. We don't need this. This is crazy. We need to talk to these young brothers and sisters and tell them, you got to learn how to express yourself in another way. Is there anything else that you love in life besides killing people? Oh, my goodness. Come on, Jesus, and get back. I think it's becoming very clear that, you know, that Snoop has some relationships. And I think those relationships have been forged in blood. He's somebody's bitch. I just gotta give it to you how I feel. I'll leave it at that. Yeah, shout out to Jesus Christ. So are you writing your goals for New Year's 2024? I hope you are. Get motivated or get far from me, please. I need to see it, the spirit, you know. Don't wait. You know, get up and go and get it and do it and be it. Nobody's coming to save you because no one gives a shit about you or us. All right? They're too busy worrying about themselves and enjoying their lives. Yeah. They'll get around to us after they have the meeting. Right. They have the meeting first. Oh boy. Another meeting. Should we help them? Should we not? Well, we'll talk about it. Let's talk about it next month. Fucking crazy. Oh boy. Yeah, we're gonna find out more. I'm gonna just deal with this in kind of piece by piece because I can go into a whole thing, but I definitely wanted to take the time to acknowledge Afeni Shakur. Oh, please hit the like button. Oh, not like button, the like button and the subscribe button, please. And I appreciate the views because we have been getting some good engagement from the people, so we know that we're going up the right street. You know. Of course, when you say certain things, you know, you want to put you in the algorithm of never, ever seen again, you know. So I appreciate you hitting that like button to help us to fight the matrix and to make our voices be heard. My ultimate objective is free as many of God's people as I possibly can and to crush as many devils as I possibly can. One a day is great, but if I can do two, that'll be awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, man, have a happy holiday, whatever. Hey, one day we're going to have a real talk about religion, maybe in a couple of days. So make sure you come and check back with me because I want you to understand how I see it. I want to talk about a lot of things. I want to talk about tarot cards, too, and how I kind of view everything. Perhaps You may agree with me, perhaps you may not. But I kind of see it all as just pneuma, spirit, you know? And it either comes from a good place or it just doesn't. And either just comes from God or it just doesn't. And I think one of the big mistakes we can make is getting caught up in the vessel, you know, the messenger or the look or the race or the whatever, you know, whatever you, the religion, denomination. So you can't even hear what they're saying because you're too busy like looking at them and saying, oh, but I don't like what I see, you know. And well, he shouldn't have said it that way, but you're not really like listening as it's coming from up here to him, through him to you. So you're missing the whole fact that it's actually something coming from up there to him, to you. So you're missing it because you're getting lost. But those are some of the things I want to talk about, you know, for the new year. But yeah, get started, get going. And don't stop. And don't stop. You know, God has greatness inside of you. Let it out. You know, let it out. You know, share it with the world. You know, and that's a fruitful and abundant life. That's the fruitful and abundant life of Christ to me. You know, it's when a builder builds, it's when a writer writes, and, you know, you're doing the very thing in which you were created to do. And it's not no longer a nebulous, dormant existence, but it is a purposeful, fruitful, abundant life because you're on the righteous path. You're doing what God has called you to do. And so that's what, it's not about money. It's not about fame. It's not about any of those things. And you can't let the fact that the purpose of God may bring you before many great people and many great multitudes doesn't mean that's why you're doing it. You know, so you have to be within your own soul contract with Christ, your Redeemer. The hell with what anybody, and that's between you and him. And then you go forth out to do good, and then it will be obvious. You would just have to be blind as a damn baseball bat to not see that you're doing God's work. So anyway, you guys have a happy holiday. Do something great for yourself. Hey, this Christmas, don't buy nobody shit. In the name of Jesus Christ. How about that for a prophetic prophecy? In the name of prophecy, Jesus, this Christmas, buy yourself something. No, that would actually be like self-loving, right? Exactly, because you are important. But I can't do it. I got to go in. No, you don't. Take a minute. If they love you, they'll be want the best for you. And that's just period, point blank. If they love you, they will want the best for you. Does that make sense? If it's good for you, if it's going to help you on your spiritual journey, if it's going to help you in your finances, if it's going to help you feel more fulfilled in life and feel more, you know, whatever. We're dreamers, right? We're Americans. That's what it's about. Reaching your dream of education or career or invention or whatever. That's what this shit is all about, right? Okay. So they should want the best for you or they full of shit. So it should not be triggering them because you're deciding to go to school or open up your business and all of a sudden they're getting triggered. You must get the fuck away from them immediately because it's in the Bible. Run. Okay. This Christmas, do something for you. Do something for you. You know, and let me tell you something, man. I'm really sensitive about this. We all raise our kids different, you know, so I don't want to, you know, I don't have any right to have any opinion about how we raise ours. Everybody has raised their children different, so I have to respect that. But I'm going to tell you what, I don't see nothing wrong with telling your kids, listen, son, daughter, I love you. We're gonna look at some people, some kids that live in third world countries. And I want you to watch an hour or two of what they got to do to go to the store. You wake up in the morning and all the groceries is in the house. You don't know. And look what they have to wear on their feet. Nothing. And look where they sleep. And look how they live. And now look at your life. Merry Christmas. Okay. We're going to go down to the shelter. This is what I used to do with my family. We're going to go down to the shelter. We're going to go to the halfway houses. We're going to go sit out there in the homeless park. And all this Christmas money and all this shit so we can go and buy a bunch of plastic shit from China that's going to break in like 35 seconds. Oh, look at this problem. It's not working now. It's not like you just, oh. I'm like, oh, it's not working. Look, it's not working. I'm like, shit crazy. But anyway,